The Magen Avraham in Sifkot and Gimel explains the Mechaber in Sif Beis that leaving someone behind helps even for fruit, just like the Ramos says. He writes that leaving someone behind also helps even according to Rav Chisda. This is in direct disagreement with the Taz, as we saw previously. The Magen Avraham in Sifkot and Dalad writes that when the Shulchan Aruch writes going from one corner to another, that means only within the same room. The Magen Avraham writes in Sifkot Nehei that within a single room, no new bracha is needed, even if one cannot see the original location. For example, if something blocks one's view. In an open area, like if someone's eating outside and there are no surrounding walls, so then one must see the original location, and it's not enough to be all in the same field. In Sifkot Vav, the Magen Avraham writes on the Ramon Sif Beis that if one was eating bread and went to a different house to take a drink, so no new bracha is required since he's in the middle of a bread meal, even though the food or drink he plans on having in the second location does not require a bracha in its original location, but the determining factor when we're analyzing whether something needs its bracha in the original location or not is the status of the food one said the original bracha on, which in this case was bread. And bread certainly needs a bracha achayna in its original location. The Magen Avraham writes in Sifkot and Zayin that leaving behind some people only helps for foods which do not require a bracha in their original location when one returns to the original location to continue eating. However, it does not help if one wants to continue eating in the second place. Logically, this seems to be easy to understand, because according to the Ramah, foods which need a bracha in their original location never need a new bracha, even if one didn't leave anyone behind, because the meal travels with him, and wherever he continues eating is an extension of the original meal. However, foods which do not require a bracha in their original location, so then the meal ends when one leaves that location, and leaving someone behind only maintains and retains the original meal, but only where those people were left behind, and doesn't allow him to continue the original meal in a different location. In Sifkot and Chas, the Magen Avraham explains that the Ramah only forbids one to leave his original location without a bracha achrayna out of concern that one may forget to say the bracha achrayna altogether. And this only applies when the intent is to return and continue eating in the original location. However, if one leaves that original location intending to continue eating in a different place, then the Rama would agree that it's permitted l'chatchila to leave the original location. And the Magen Avraham writes that this is the minhag, that people regularly start their meal in one place with intent to continue it in a second location. However, the Magen Avraham concludes that some say that one may only leave the original location where one started a bread meal if one had intent to continue it elsewhere at the time that one said hamoitzi.